With God, a boat was built large enough to save the lives of an entire zoo full of animals, along with Noah and his family. Not to mention the fact that they were all able to live on this boat together, called an ark, for 377 days. Let this serve as an encouragement to mothers of multiple children and pets, as well as school teachers of young children. With God, an entire nation was provided with food they didn't plant or harvest and clothes they didn't make or purchase for 40 years. Let this serve as an encouragement to anyone concerned about how they're going to meet the basic needs of their family, or perhaps those who work in a mission to help others with these needs. With God, a young shepherd boy won the battle when he went up against an experienced giant warrior who laughed at him and called him a mere dog. Let this serve as an encouragement to those in the military, as well as those who live in nations ruled by the ungodly. With God, a farmer and 300 unarmed men carrying pitchers, candles, and trumpets went up against a trained army of soldiers and won without any casualties of their own. Let this be an encouragement to those who are trusting God to lead them in the way they should go as they refuse to live according to the world, regardless of the unpopular choices they have to make. With God, a well-educated ex-convict with difficulty in public speaking went up against the sorcerers of Egypt and led a nation of people, along with livestock and many other valuables, into a desert where water was supplied out of a rock, food fell from heaven like rain, and a supernatural cloud by day and fire by night led the way to a land of milk and honey as they walked through the Red Sea on dry land and once again when they crossed the Jordan River. With God, two men who believed God for the promised land the first time around finally took possession of the land 40 years later with the same strength and vigor they had the first time they saw it. Another man has enough strength to bring down a colonnade, while another kills 300 men and another's dead body brings others back to life. With God, an ill king asks for 15 more years of life and gets it. With God, a shepherd boy becomes heir to the throne of Israel and doesn't fail to have a family member on the throne, including the birth of Jesus, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. How's that for upward mobility? With God, a man is swallowed by a whale and lives to give a one-sentence sermon that results in the repentance of an entire city of over 120,000 people. With God, money to pay taxes is found in the mouth of a fish. Fishermen's nets break as they haul in their largest catch in response to instructions given by a one-time carpenter. And those aren't just made-up fish stories. With God, a man loses his children and everything he owns, including the respect of his friends, and after refusing to curse God, is restored to even greater wealth, influence, and fatherhood. Even the best insurance policy doesn't do that. With God, a man and woman well past the years of childbearing give birth to a son as the result of a promise. Another woman suffering from infertility gives birth to a son, gives him to a priest to raise for a life of ministry, and proceeds to have more children. While still another woman, the wife of a priest, older as well, gives birth to a son who is filled with the Holy Spirit while still in her womb. And a young, engaged, virgin girl is impregnated by the Holy Spirit in order to give birth to the Son of God. With God, three men are thrown into a fiery furnace and come out unharmed, not even having a hint of the smell of smoke. Another man spends the night in a lion's den and comes out unharmed. Yet another man walks on the water in the midst of a storm, and still another man spends part of the night in a prison before his chains fall off and prison doors open for his release, simply in the response to the prayers of his friends. Reasons to hope in a hopeless situation. With God, countless people in every walk of life are saved, healed of a variety of illnesses and infirmities, as well as delivered from demons, and even brought back to life. Is it safe to believe? With God, men and women sacrifice their way of life, even to the point of their very lives, to gain what they cannot lose. Wise investing. With God, a book is written that tells of history and things yet to come, yet serves as a compass for the very here and now, and remains at the top of the bestseller list for generations. An epic read. With God, the world, the flesh, and the devil are conquered. People all over the world, born since the beginning of time, are brought together in glorified bodies to live together for all of eternity in perfect peace. Could this be the answer to life? How are you living today? Are you just going through the motions, waiting for Christ's return? Are you living in fear as you observe the constant changes going on all around you? Are you trying to make sense out of your past, present, or future? Are you simply trying to stay informed regarding world events in an effort not to be caught off guard or surprised by anything that happens? Are you trying to survive in order to make it another day? Or are you living the supernatural life of the impossible? Are you seeing Scripture come alive in your life, family, community, and church? Are hopeless circumstances changing for the better and impossible dreams coming true? Are the hearts and lives of even the most sinful men and women being transformed by the power of God? Are the basic needs of children being met on a daily basis? What is impossible with man is possible with God. For with God, all things are possible to those who believe. Let's pray. O God, El Elyon, the Most High God, we exalt you and give you praise, and we rejoice in your love, grace, promises, and power. Thank you for the opportunities you give us to live the supernatural life of the impossible. God, I pray that we will not waste another day in mediocrity, fear, hopelessness, or self-indulgence. Forgive us when we allow fear and doubt and discouragement to determine our level of faith and perseverance. In these days of destruction, major advancements in technology, and counterfeit signs and wonders, let us hold fast to your unchanging hand. Let us believe you for the impossible and be available as instruments for the impossible. Morning by morning, as we lay our requests before you, may we wait in expectation that you will be glorified and we will be overcomers by your blood and the word of our testimony. In Jesus' name, amen. If you've been listening to this podcast and are ready to surrender your life to the God of the impossible, not only by accepting his forgiveness due to the death and resurrection of his dear son, Jesus Christ, but allowing him to be the Lord of your life, the ruler, the one who determines every decision that you make, please take a moment right now to ask for God's forgiveness and receive the supernatural life of the impossible. He promises he will never leave you or forsake you. Trust him, believe him, obey him, and glorify him in all that you say and do. Begin today to live with God and see what a difference he'll make in your life. This has been Shelley Dizdar. You've been listening to Light Along the Way, an internet radio program designed to shed some light on the everyday issues of your life. Thank you again for listening. Know that you are being prayed for daily, and there are those listening who are praying for all of you as well. Thanks for the letter from the friend in Japan, the comments and cards from those here in the United States, and even Africa, Australia, Europe, and Canada. May God's truth and light reach around the world as you walk in his way.